Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M. Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
We're hearing that, of course, we're gearing towards Christmas and the festive season.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a time of love and joy, should it not?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love avoiding shops.
It's not just the shops, mate. It's for many, it's a time of heartbreak because apparently what's going on here, this is according to a new study, the warmer weather coupled with the anxiety that comes with having to introduce a partner to your family are the reasons that romances tend to end at this time of year. A survey of 1,600 users on the Aussie hookup app Red Hot Pie found that now 'tis the season for breaking up. It's not the season to be jolly.
Because they don't want to take their brand new partner to meet mum. Wow.
The results of the study showed that 71% of women, 56% of men would rather break up with their partner, if they're not that into them, than take them home to meet their family at Christmas. The warm weather means people are less interested in staying home and cuddling and more interested in putting themselves out there, showing off and getting the attention they desire, according to the survey. Women and men felt exactly the same. 78% stating the warmer weather does make them more social and sexually adventurous. The study goes on to say that the breakup figures aren't that surprising, given that 75% of men, 71% of women surveyed said they have dated someone, even though they knew they could do better, but they dated them anyway. So apparently, be prepared, everybody. Yeah. This is the season for breaking up, not the season to be jolly.
So what you're saying is 78% of men don't want to take their partners home to meet the wife.
it's a bit like that. Yes. And I understand this because for Narelle and I were happy for 25 years. Then we met. And I have here. This is a bit of a find for us this morning. This is actually Leighton's breakup letter that he wrote to his very first girlfriend.
And it's just
happened to fall into my lap this morning.
Yeah.
So this is what Leighton. This is the.
I'm trying to remember his name.
So this is Leighton's breakup letter. To the first girlfriend.
Yes.
Dear Christine.
Oh, that's my Christine. That's right.
Dear Christine.
Yeah.
By the time you read this, I will be a woman. Wednesday morning, Potsy and Leighton here for Accelerate 24-Hour Fitness Centre on Daubney Avenue. Last night, we had the 7th Annual Rotary Club of Wagga Wagga Shine Awards. The recognition evening was held last night. And, of course, the Shine Awards recognise those with disabilities and also the employers who offer them meaningful employment. It's a terrific initiative. Let's find out, Leighton, how last night went. Joining us this morning from the Rotary Shine Awards, Alan Lean.
How you doing, Al?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Now, how was the Shine Awards last night?
The Shine Awards was a wonderful night. It really was. We had a very large crowd in the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, not sufficient chairs in that room to allocate for everybody. And a wonderful array of nominees, a record number of nominees for the event. And it just was a really wonderful experience.
They tell me that the numbers are getting bigger and bigger.
Well, they are, as people learn more about what the Shine Awards are about. This year we're covering quite a lot of disabilities that perhaps people wouldn't be quite so aware of, like severe depression and bipolar and things of that nature, as well as our obvious physical limitations as well across the board. So the nominations were widespread and from so many different employers in town.
Now, the aim is to recognise those people with disabilities who are employed. But as you point out, we also want to recognise the employers that support them. That's fantastic.
We certainly do. And without their support, of course, there isn't work available. But, you know, across the board, we actually split the recognition for the employers into three different areas. And that's the corporate sector for the bigger companies that do such a wonderful job. Then there's a small business section for those that really put themselves out to look after people with disability. And this year, for our first year, actually, we've had another category called the self-employed area, where people with a disability have actually created their own businesses and or companies. It's a tremendous effort, really is.
Wow. That's just that's awesome. Is there anyone that you would like to thank or to recognise while you've got this opportunity?
Well, I would indeed. The Wagga City Council was the very first one. They're a major sponsor of the event. Make available the chamber where we have it, which is a beautiful formal area for us to have the night. Also, the banner that we are able to put up each year, and they sponsor all of those events for us, along with the Deputy Mayor welcoming everybody last night. Dallas Tout was also very involved, and Dallas has been to almost all of our events over the years, so quite a commitment from him.
The Shine Awards were a Wagga initiative, weren't they?
They are indeed. They're created locally within the Wagga Rotary Club. Not something that happens that I'm aware of in other locations, but certainly created here. And it would be nice to think that others might pick up the challenge and extend the project.
It would be nice if other Rotary organisations around the state said,
it's just a terrific idea. Everybody should be doing it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well done to you, mate. And we appreciate you jumping on and having a chat to us this morning after a bit of a late night, was it?
Indeed.
Good on you, Alan. Thanks, mate. I know you do a lot of work. You and the committee there do a lot of work on that one. And congratulations on a great night last night. And to everybody who was involved in the Shine Awards last night. Mate, thanks very much for your time this morning.
And thanks very much, guys.
Good on you.
Cheers.
Alan Lean from the Rotary Shine Awards, which were held the recognition evening held last night.
Yeah, great initiative.
Great initiative.
Recognising people with disabilities that are gainfully employed and also recognise the employers that say, yes, I'm prepared to give them a go. It's
well
great.
Done to everybody involved in that. A reminder that you can listen to us online, of course. You can check that out at triplem.com.au, or you can download the Triple M Riverina app and listen to us on the app. That's the way to go. That's sensational. That's the app.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to go.
So you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, listen to the crap on the app, everybody. Nah, it's good. The Triple M Riverina app, which you can download and make use of.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's great to listen to. When we were overseas, I was checking up on you.
Were you really?
While we were away. Yeah. It wasn't very good.
Well, so the radio over in England was rubbish, wasn't it?
No, download the app. And if you miss anything on the show too, you can always catch it up on the web page, triplem.com.au. Just check out the Potsy and Layton page there. It is time, everybody, at 20 to 8. It is time for today's installment of Triple M's Disco Fever. This is where you could win your way to see KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People and Sisters Sledge, Thursday, December 14 at the Horden Pavilion in Sydney, thanks to Frontier Touring.
We're also going to throw in accommodation at Ridges, Sydney Central.
Recently refurbished Ridges, Sydney Central, Leighton, which is an ideal location for your business or pleasure.
Exactly. For your business or for your pleasure.
Whatever you're getting up to in Sydney.
We're going to have Dale's Disco Dazzlers perform a song for us. You have to identify.
Sorry, you're referring to these people like they're a band now.
They're a band.
I thought Dale's Disco Dazzlers was like an item.
No.
You're carrying on like...
Well, it is. It's a band. It's a thing. It's a thing.
It's a thing, all right.
It's a thing.
Yes, thanks to Dale at Allison Music in the new location at 85 Forsyth Street.
As much as they're doing 70s music, the thing about Dale's Disco Dazzlers is that all the performers are in their 70s.
All right, so what's going to go on here is Dale and the crew are going to play a little something. It's either from KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People, or Sissy Sledge. So that narrows your knowledge base down a little bit. You've got to work out what it is, and if you can do that, we'll put you through to the draw on Friday to win the trip to go and see KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People, and Sissy Sledge.
13-27-10, and yes, we will announce the winner on Friday. 13-27-10, if you'd like to have a bit of a play, a bit of a guess, see what song we're thinking.
How about we play the song first? That's probably the way it should work, don't you think?
Let's do that.
It's very hard for them to guess without us actually playing a piece of audio.
Just ring up and guess what we're about to play.
All right, let's see what we've got for you today.
Dale's Disco Dazzler.
That is the cheap, nasty intro we've got for the segment. All right, now Dale has gone around Allison Music and is actually using real musical instruments fresh off the wall there at Allison Music at the new shop at 85 Forsyth Street.
These are not toys. These are real Ridgy-Didge instruments. He's using a banjo.
Banjo?
I didn't know he could play the banjo. We should get him in one day to play the...
He's played the banjo for us before, like.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. A long time ago. Also, he's having a bit of a bang on a drum.
All right, so you've got to work out what the song is. 13, 27, 10. Here we go. It's like Deliverance.
That is just, what have you done? That's a classic 70s song and you've ruined it.
All right, what song is it? 13, 27, 10 to get you through to Friday's draw for the chance to go to Sydney and see KC and the Sunshine Band, The Village People and Sister Sledge. Righto, Leighton, let's go for this caller here this morning.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you going?
Good. What is your name?
It's Julie.
Julie. All right, yeah. Julie.
What's on the agenda for today, Jules? What are you doing?
I'm going Christmas shopping today.
Christmas shopping today?
Yes.
What are you going to get us?
I don't know. It'll be a surprise.
Well, it will be a surprise.
Yeah, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
All right. Righto, Julie. Now, were you a cheeky babe from the 70s? You were around in the discos? Or?
Yeah, I was in them days, yeah.
Right. And
what was your disco of choice, Jules?
Did you have a favourite haunt?
Well, I'm originally from Albury, so it would have been the Albion.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
So you're originally from Albury. Our apologies.
Yeah. That's all right.
You saw the light. That's good.
Welcome to Australia. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoy your stay.
I will.
All right. Jules, we're going to play this again because it just gives us an excuse to play it again.
Just beautiful piece of music.
And then at the end, we'll let you tell us what the song is and we'll put you through to the draw on Friday. But here we go. Doesn't get any better the second time round, really, does it? Righto, Jules. What is it?
Is it in the Navy?
In the Navy.
Yes. All right. Well done,
it's
Julie.
It's not the same thing with banjo, is it?
No.
Oh, I love the banjo.
Julie, congratulations. You're in the running to win this prize.
Thank you.
Yes. No, wait a minute, Jules. Yeah. Don't stuff up the show for us. Just let us do our thing, and then you can contribute, all right?
Yes, okay, congratulations, Julie. You're on the short list to see KC and the Sunshine Band, The Village People and Sister Sledge, Thursday, December 14 at the Horton Pavilion, thanks to Frontier Touring. We're also going to throw an accommodation at Ridges, Sydney Central, and we'll announce the winner on Friday.
Good on you, Julie.
Thank you very much.
All the best for Friday. Have a great day. And, of course, it's all thanks to our mates at Allison Music in the new location at 85 Forsyth Street. No bloody banjo in this one. This is the real McCoy, everybody. The Village People in the Navy at Triple M. In the Navy. It's the Village People at Triple M, 11 to 8.
I just saw a sight that I've never seen before and don't want to ever see again.
What's that?
I mean, you thought I danced funny.
I only did the We Want You. We Want You. That's all I did. Poor old Cherie is scarred.
Yeah, I know.
This week has been a tough week. The 7:45, 7:50 news.
I've been meaning to
spot.
Talk to you about this.
Yeah, look, I'm really sorry. But we
what have I done to you?
I should perhaps play that competition a little later in the morning so you don't have to come in and see Leighton do the disco dancing.
You see, you're more of a child of the 80s, aren't you?
Well, no, really the 90s, because I wasn't 90s. Wasn't born until 84, so I was a bit young for the rest of the 80s.
Yeah. You shouldn't even be in this radio studio.
Anyway, just another day of Leighton's sensational moves.
When you come in here, it must smell like Old Spice.
Smells like Old Spice.
I was wondering where you're going with that. That special old folks' home smell.
Mothballs. It smells of mothballs.
No, there's a special smell.
And Werther's original.
Yes. Sorry. Morning to everybody listening at the Haven. Good to have you with us this morning. Tender weight. Let's have a look at some of the stories making news today.
How do we follow that?
On this Wednesday.
A couple of stories that you're following, Cherie. A woman charged with two counts of attempted murder will remain in custody for now.
Yeah, this woman faced Wagga local court yesterday. There was no application for bail, so Alicia Julie Oliver will remain in custody until her next court appearance, which will be on February the 7th.
All right, that law firm Babalaro and Cook, they're in Temora and Area Park, handing out money.
You're getting closer every day.
Getting closer every time.
John Babalaro.
Just
and
call him John.
John, Big John. Big John. So John Babalaro.
And he was actually trying to say it probably.
John Babalaro and Steph Cook. We're in Temora and Area Park.
Yeah, that's right. They made some significant funding announcements yesterday. The Temora Memorial Town Hall is getting $680,000 for an upgrade, and that's going to pay for things like new lighting, sound and stage upgrades, the main hall acoustic treatments and refurbishment, also an outdoor space and an external foyer with accessible toilets.
Very good. Sounds like a mixed doubles team, yeah. John Babalaro and Steph Cook. On centre court, the number two seeds.
And the Southern Sports Academy has announced a new partnership with the Brumbies.
Yeah, this was announced at the Academy base yesterday. The Rugby Academy was officially unveiled. It'll provide recognition and motivation for male and female talent in the Southern Inland competition pathways to the Brumbies rep teams. So the nominations are open now and trials are set down for the 17th of December.
Sensational. That's good. All right. There's some of the stories that Cherie's looking at on this Wednesday morning. Headlines at 8, next major bulletin at 8.30 as Cherie extracts herself from the smell of the Old Spice that's here in the Triple M broadcasting facility this morning. Thanks, Cherie. We'll catch you later at Triple M. Let's go to the phones, everybody. $1,000 in play right here, right now. Tell us what that is. You'll get the cash. It's Potsy and Layton's ultimate hearing test. Caller number one.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you going?
Oh, fantastic. $1,000, what do you reckon it is?
Peeling a sticker off a paper on the back.
Peeling a sticker off a...
Yeah, like taking the...
So
peeling a sticker.
So the we got you, but no, that's not what it is.
No, but I did that. Did do that earlier.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. See ya.
Thank
bye.
You.
All right, caller number two, Potsy and Layton's $1,000 ultimate hearing test. Morning.
G'day. How you doing?
Morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Good. Give it your best.
Is it turn it off, or remote control?
No, but thanks for your call.
Triple M, the ultimate hearing test. Hello there.
G'day.
G'day, mate.
$1,000, what do you reckon?
Trimming your nails.
Trimming your nails. On your feet.
With your teeth. No, that's not what it is.
Thanks, mate.
And lucky last caller today.
Hello.
How you going?
Good, thank you. What do you reckon it is for $1,000?
It's not the unlocking or locking, central locking on your car.
Central locking on the car. That's not what it is. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, mate. We can take a bonus one. Hello.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Lucky last.
Hello.
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good. $1,000. What do you reckon it is?
Mate, is it clicking your fingernail? You put it on one finger and then just go and click.
So, clicking your fingernails?
Well, yeah, just you get your fingernail and put it on the other one and go.
So you get your fingernail. Hang on, I'm going to try it. Ooh. I think I...
No.
Oh, but that's a good sound.
No, but it's not what we're after.
No, that's not what we're after. It's not going to get you...
Yes.
Fellas, I got a text this morning too.
Yes.
Noah said, get the animals 2x2.
Right.
Oh, for the rain.
Oh, right, okay.
The rain. That one went down well.
What was Noah's
number, actually? Might give him a call.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Ask you what happened to the unicorn.
That's right.
When you've got to explain the gags, you know it's not working, mate.
I know.
Righto. See you later. Bye.
It's
time for a Wednesday musical challenge, and we welcome Pepperwood into the studio.
Hey.
Haley Potts, Joel Harrison.
Hey.
Hello. How are you doing?
It's early.
It is early.
Classic uni student.
Days half over,
you can
darling.
Lift the microphone up.
Yeah, I know.
No, don't you touch it, Leighton. You are banned
I know.
From being the roadie.
You know I want to touch it.
Yeah.
Just to say that I've had the pleasure.
Don't touch his gear.
I do a bit of like yoga, so it's...
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, Jolly, you're looking better than the last time I saw you
in
Brisbane. Yes, Joel and I had the weekend together. That didn't sound right. Yeah. You know what I mean.
So something you want to tell us, boss? Joel, is it time you came out now?
No. We discovered at the Gabba, because we went to the cricket for the weekend with some mutual friends. We discovered at the Gabba the drink known as Pimm's.
Mm.
Very nice. Delicious.
If I hear about Pimm's one more time.
It's good, the old Pimm's. We'll give that a crack.
David Lugton, shout out. Loves the Pimm's.
He does.
Can't
love
stop
the
talking about it.
It was so hot, but it was like fruity and refreshing.
Yes. So you got.
But there was actually.
You're not sponsored,
babe. There was actual fruit in there.
Yeah, oh, so whoa. you got rehydrated.
Right.
And then you got your fruit and vegetables because there were strawberries and cucumber. Yeah. And yeah, it was great. Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Pimm's. Which apparently is on tap now at Romano's. We'll be down to check that out.
Unless Pimm's wants to pay us.
Yes.
I'd be sponsored by Pimm's.
Hit us up.
All right. Pepperwood here, Hayley and Joel, to do a little something for us this morning. Now, as I understand it, because the concept of the musical challenge is that we give you a song to do, but as I understand it, you've told us what song you're doing, which sort of defeats the purpose. It's a challenge for us more than you.
No, however, we... just ran it for the first time, so it's a challenge for us.
All right, so what are you doing? You're so vain, is it?
Yes.
All right, so the Carly Simon and then later on Chocolate Starfish.
But it's a cover already, isn't it?
Well, when you do it,
yeah. It's an original. Yeah. Carly Simon's a cover, right?
No, Carly Simon was the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well,
and you want to take up radio? You want to take up radio as a career?
I thought I was coming in with a fun fact.
Bit of work to do.
Really? Yeah,
bit of work to do.
Simon,
okay.
So
it was no.
Fake news.
No. All right. So it's a challenge for all of us, really, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Please welcome to Triple M for the Wednesday Musical Challenge, Pepperwood.
To the party, like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner, they'd be your partner, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you, you're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you? You had me several years ago, when I was still quite naive. Well, you said that we made such a pretty pair, and that you would never leave. But you gave away the things you loved, and one of them was me. I had some dreams, there were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you, you're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you? Dreams, they were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you, you're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you? Well, I hear jet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. Well, you're where you should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife of a close friend, wife of a close friend, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you, you're so vain. I'll bet you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you?
That was very good. Well done. Very yes. Well
thanks.
Done.
Good.
Cheers.
Excellent. Well done. Hayley and Joel Pepperwood, everybody, where are we gigging, team? Have we got something coming up soon that we should know about?
We are at Cuba. On yeah.
Cuba?
What?
Cuba, woo! Cuba.
Like in Fidel.
On Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Is that right? Is that right?
5 till 8, I believe.
5 till 8.
Yeah. How does this work?
Loosely.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're after a Sunday sesh on the deck there at the Q Bar, Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock.
They
till
better
8
have PIMS.
Yes, you've got a couple of days to get the PIMS in up there at the Q Bar. Heading towards Christmas, of course, and when it comes to gifts, and in particular, awful gifts. Nobody does it better than men.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to awful gifts, men are better at it than women.
Well, we've had more practice.
According to a survey by Blue Nile Fine Jewelry,
right.
33% of women say their man is guilty of giving them a gift that is far off the mark. 32% say their guy has presented them with a present that was more appropriate for him than for her. Gets worse. 51% of the ladies say their man's gifts are wrong at least 25% of the time, and 11% give bad presents always or almost always. Some of the worst gifts cited by women that have been given to them by their man.
Yes.
Include. Now, I'm telling you now, don't get any of these for your better half for Christmas, all right?
Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Some of the worst gifts cited by women include a gift certificate to a weight loss clinic. Yeah, darling.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
You know, I'd like to see more of you. In fact, I don't want to see more of you.
A set of tickets to a Richmond Tigers game. Only her seat wasn't with him.
No.
They were in different parts of the
stadium. So two tickets on. Oh, no.
Yeah. Next up, a dress in a size 16 for a woman who was only a size 8. Oops-a-daisy.
If the moment you buy clothes for someone else.
Oh, that's just asking.
It's
So these are terrible gifts given to ladies by us menfolk. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter when it is, Christmas, birthdays, whatever.
We all do it wrong.
Next on the list, vacuum cleaner bags. imagine handing over Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Hey. Get that up, yeah. A vacuum cleaner bag. They go down sensational. They're all bagless
they're
now.
Bagless, yeah. what are they saying about you?
And,
you're an old suck.
And how's this? A divorce.
Well.
That's spending way too much money, isn't it? They're expensive suckers, those. They're worth it, mind you, but they're expensive. So some of the awful gifts given. So, guys, maybe as we head towards Christmas, just maybe put a little bit of thought in before you purchase the prezzy for the doll, and make sure that it's all hunky dory.
Yeah, I know what I'm going to get the missus.
What are you going to
get her? A cordless drill. Just because she needs it.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M. Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.